With a look at your sports on this Tuesday morning, I'm Travis Krenz. Minnesota Vikings, they have fired general manager Rick Spielman and head coach Mike Zimmer. The move comes after a second straight missed playoff appearance. Owner Mark Wilf says the Vikings will first choose a general manager, then they'll pick a head coach. So we have to wait on the GM position first. And here's the owner of the Vikings, Mark Wilf, from yesterday.
Coach Zimmer and Rick, it's a difficult day for us. They're good people. We've had a great working relationship with them for years. And we're proud of the work we've gotten to. But we felt now is the time to make a change. It's time to get a new fresh air to the enterprise and to try to win championships and get us to the next level. So it wasn't just COVID. It wasn't one person. It wasn't this or that. It's an overall look at it and a lot of factors to say we as ownership and we as an organization feel we need to move in a new direction and to try to see how we can get to the next level.
Also yesterday across the NFL, as expected, the Chicago Bears, they fired their head coach Matt Nagy and general manager Ryan Pace. The Bears, they were 6-11 this season. Nagy went 34-31 in four seasons in Chicago. Dave Gettleman, he's retiring as the GM of the Giants after four losing seasons. Giants, they were just 4-13 this season. We'll see if they get a new head coach as well, as Giants coach Joe Judge, his future with the Giants also in question. He'll meet with ownership later this week. And a bit of a surprise yesterday was that the Miami Dolphins fired their head coach, Brian Flores. Very surprising to those in the NFL. Miami, they finished 9-8 this season. Flores was 24-25 in three seasons in Miami. He did not make the playoffs in any of those seasons. He finished with eight wins in his final nine games, but Miami would always get off to slow starts. Miami started 0-7 in Flores's first season. They were 1-3 last year, and they were 1-7 this season before winning eight of their past nine. And the Jacksonville Jaguars, with their 3-14 record, that's earned them the number one draft pick in April's NFL draft. Second consecutive year that Jacksonville will have the number one overall pick. Elsewhere, the NHL, they've postponed tonight's game between Carolina and Philadelphia because of COVID issues with the Philadelphia Flyers. Three games scheduled for last night were postponed, and the Carolina-Philadelphia game is the second one tonight that has been postponed due to COVID. It is the 104th hockey game that has been postponed this season. NBA from last night, the Portland Trail Blazers, they took advantage of James Harden's absence by defeating Brooklyn 114-108 last night. James Harden, he was out of the lineup with a hyperextended left knee. Kyrie Irving started his second game of the season for Brooklyn, had 22 points. Kevin Durant, he led all scorers with 26 points and 10 rebounds in the loss for Brooklyn. Philadelphia 76ers, they've won seven in a row. They beat Houston last night, 111-91. Joel Embiid had 31 points and 8 rebounds for the Sixers. LaMelo Ball had a go-ahead basket with 15 seconds left. Charlotte, they defeat Milwaukee for the second time in three nights, 103-99. The Knicks, they get a 111-96 victory over the Spurs. Boston over Indiana in overtime, 101-98. And the Pistons, so they upset the Jazz last night, coming back from down 22 points. Detroit defeats Utah 126-116. That's a look at your sports this morning. I'm Travis Krenz.